All right, what's up, guys? My name is Marlon Amin, podcast number two. Here we got a special guest, Dan Arribasala.
Hey.
And Dan, I just want you to introduce yourself, give us some information about yourself real quick.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Daniel. Yeah.
Where are you from, Daniel?
Originally from Vermont. Yeah, I've moved a few places, but, you know, I currently live in Binghamton, New York, so...
Okay, cool. And where's your ethnicity background, you know?
My parents are both, you know, immigrants from other countries. My mom's from the Philippines and my dad's from Nigeria, so.
Okay, cool. Respect. So where do you stand on the political spectrum?
For me, I try to stay, you know, not, you know, left or right, but like... I'd say that, like, I'm, like, in the middle, but just a little bit left.
So, an independent.
Yeah, independent.
Okay, all right, that's cool. All right, so I'm going to be bringing up a topic here. The topic's going to be, you know what, let's do it, immigration, all right? Okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to do immigration, and I'm going to ask you some questions here I got here on a piece of paper.
Okay.
All right, so what... is your stance on immigration?
Okay.
And in regards to our border.
So, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? The reason why I think, you're not even going to expect this, the reason why I think Mexicans should, you know, come over, you know, to America, okay? I lived in Texas, okay?
Okay.
These, dude, Mexicans, they can build like crazy, dude. There's like this dentist office, you know, totally got destroyed, and I don't know how it got destroyed. These guys built this whole thing in two weeks top. So I'd say that there's a lot of like Mexicans who are, you know, drug dealers. Like they do cause trouble, like the gangs. I know they have a lot of those down like south in Texas, but for I'd say majority, maybe 80-90%, like they're like hard workers. They occupy like the jobs that we don't really want to do. So I'd say, yeah, that's.
So. Majority of them are coming in illegally, like through tunnels, climbing over the wall, or not even a wall, it's just a border fence. Would you up the security on the border, or would you keep it the same?
No, I would up the security. But I would up the security, but like I don't think like a physical wall would be enough. Like I think even to like get more jobs for like, you know, us American citizens, you know, like more police officers, because I mean, like you have one like group of like guards every like few miles or something, as I see. So, yes, up the security, but like not like using a wall, kind of like that. Like just like more people, no, actually guard.
So, would you advocate for the National Guard going down and protecting our borders from MS-13 gang members or these illegals coming in?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, and. You know, I'm liking this opinion over here. I also advocate for border protection because I think everyone should be able to come legally and trust the process.
Yeah, because I mean, if my parents, what they went through, if they could do it, I'm pretty sure they could.
Yeah, same. My parents came here legally, and I still have family members going through the legal process to get here.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, you know, it just pisses me off when people just hop
like
over.
Mexicans, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, they learn English there. Like, Nigeria, Philippines, like, not really anyone speaks English. So, like, they had to learn the language, you know, whatever test they had to take it. But, like, for Mexicans, it should be easier even for them because, I mean, you know, just Spanish and then, you know, English, it's kind of easy. So, it's like, just take the test, you know.
Okay. Come on. And so we're just going to move on to our next topic here. I got my sheet of paper.
Okay.
And our next topic is going to be on the growing situation of gun control. So what is your opinion on guns and control?
I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. So
that's why you're here. Yep.
I think like the divide is like you have like those like leftist people are like, oh, guns are bad. And you have, you know, the right people saying like, not really. So from my stance, I'd say that the disconnect is that the people who use guns, you know, in like the correct way, like, they're good, you know, with, like, their whole situation, but, like, they're, like, the people, like, you know, who, like, don't, obviously, like, you know, school shooters or like, you know, terrorists. So like, it's a really hard, it's not like a linear path to, you know, like gun control. So it's like, you have to be able to like manage, you know, the terrorists along with like, you know, the good citizens, you know, who like, you know, need guns to protect their families. So like, it's not really like a situation for like me per se, but like, I'd say, you know, people should be able to have guns, but like, it should be harder to get, kind of like that.
So what do you mean? Can you elaborate on harder to get?
So as I said, I don't know. Like, I'd say, like, I wouldn't say like increasing like the age, because I mean, it's not like the age is not the problem. It's more of like the people who like, you know, use guns for bad. So I'd say it wouldn't even be gun control. It'd be like mental institutes to like help these people who like, you know. You know, I don't know.
So
shoot schools and stuff. I don't know.
So the left advocates for more gun control, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of them don't understand that there's already a lot of gun control, yeah. and they ban certain things that doesn't make sense to me. That won't even help in any way, shape, or form.
So that's why, like my uncle who lives actually like a few hours from here, he's a what do you call it?
Psychologist?
No, it's like a I don't know what it's called. It's like a psychiatry therapist or something. So like, you know, he deals with like mental people basically. So he like told me like the problem in this world, it's not really like laws, and it's just people. Like these people need help. They need mental help. It's not the gun's fault. It's like the people's fault. Because right, I mean, they would have done it other ways. Like you could like, you know, stab people with like acid. So I'd say we need better mental institutes, not just gun control.
Okay. And so you say you're independent and you shoot towards the left. And what ideas do you shoot towards the left?
Well, so this is like, you know, I don't know if it's a popular and unpopular opinion, right? But I'd say for like people's like freedom, like, because like I like kind of like promote like, you know, equality, because like, you know, I'm black and Asian, right? But like people don't really see the Asian part, because like I'm as Asian as in black, but like, you know, I look black. So it's like for like, say, now we go to like real issues like with transgender and gay people, right? I'm not transgender, I'm not gay. So like, I don't know how they think, but I feel like those issues, like I don't think people should be like judged on like whatever like they like. Like I don't really like, you know, men at all, but like, you know, if they do, they can.
So, on our president, Donald Trump, banning transgenders from the military, what is your opinion on that?
I don't know why he would, because I mean, like, there could be more people in the military, but I mean, like, I don't know. I mean,
but like, the military itself, it would have to pay for their surgery, to their transformation surgery, which would cost them a lot. And also, the military is not an equal opportunity employer.
Well, so, I'd say, I mean, with the amount of money we already spend on the military, it's like a really small percentage, so it's not really.
Right, but that small percentage can add up to buying more tanks, buying more aircraft, buying more weapons.
Well, I mean, those are like in the millions. This is just like a few 10,000 or something. Like, I mean, I don't know the cost. If I knew the cost, you know, then, but like, I think, I mean, it's just like some little surgery. So like in like the end, I mean, it's like it wouldn't really make much of a difference.
Also, while they're doing the surgery, mm-hmm. they're going to have to take off maybe a year or two just to recover from the surgery, mm-hmm. which then they're getting paid. And also they get paid for the surgery, and they're also waiting that year or two without no combat experience. And without training and without getting them out in the field. So that way, you're having a lot of people.
So I think the solution would be they should have to pay for themselves. I don't know about, like, you know, them being paid, you know, while they're not actually, you know, like, yeah, on duty or whatever. But I think, like, you know, the transgender person should pay for him or herself.
You know, so you're saying, like, they should get the transformation before they join in
mm-hmm.
or enlist. Mm-hmm. Right, but also the thing is, the military, you can't join if you have, like, very bad eyesight, you have broken leg, like, you have these very specific, they only take the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like to say that these transgender men and women, or whatever they call, they have a mental illness, which I'm not trying to, like, shut them down. I feel bad for them. But they have a mental illness, and it dates back way back then. It's called gender dysphoria. So the military doesn't take people with mental illness, so why should they make an exception for transgender men and women?
See, that's where it also gets tricky, because, like, I'm not, you know, I don't study that kind of field, so I don't know. As I said, I'm not gay or transgender, so I don't know if it's an illness or if it's, like, an actual genetic thing. Because, you know, you have, like, two traits, you know, like, you're either, like, a man or a woman, and then, like, you know, a few months in, then, like, that's when you, like, you know, develop, you know, your parts. So I don't know if it's, like, an actual illness or, you know, if something went wrong, you know, in birth. So, yeah, I'm not sure. It could take, you know, decades to figure it out. I'm not sure, but, you know.
Yeah, see, I feel like it's gotten to the point where society's just finding new ways.
Yeah. It's like, it's like society, like, it's just very confusing. Like, people, like, are, like, all over nowadays. And then, like, you know, you got memes. So, like, now it's just, like, I really don't even know. It's just, like, it's just there, kind of like that.
So, on the issue with transgender bathrooms, what is your opinion on that?
See, because it's, like, some transgender people, like, I went to the Philippines, right? There's a lot of transgender people there. Like, you really don't know, like, if they're men or women. So, it's, like, I went to the men's bathroom, and I thought it was a woman's bathroom because, you know, this transgender woman, I guess, you know, she was there, and I don't know. So it's like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know if they need a trans. Like, that's just, like, I don't even.
Right. It's,
even
it gets,
know why that's.
Yeah, it gets down to the point where, like, how do you know if they're transgender or not?
Now you're going
to
need, like, four bathrooms. You got men, women, and you got trans women, trans men.
Right, that brings us on the other topic. How many genders do you think there are?
I think there's two genders. So, like, if you're, don't say, like, I'm a trans man, just say you're a man. Because then now, like, we have to, like, figure out, oh, okay, you're trans, but no, just say you're a man or you're a woman. So, I mean, if you are trans, just say you're a man or a woman. Don't say I'm a trans or, like, I'm a pants. I don't even.
Yeah, I don't, like, I don't it's, know why that, if you think there are more than two genders, then you're just bored. Like, find something to do. Get a
exactly.
hobby, get something.
You gotta
just,
be bored to, like, yeah.
You gotta genders. Be really bored you to gotta. Be, like, studying all these other genders.
Yeah, I don't even.
I mean, it comes down to God's creation of man and woman.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else to it.
Either you're a man or a woman. That's,
All right, and on that note, we'll do a nice wrap up. I want to thank Dan Arubasala for coming on, joining me, and for being one of my first guests on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And we'll see you next week, boys, hopefully. Boys and girls out there who's listening to my podcast. All right, have a good day.